All right, let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. Top story here says, we'll retrieve our mandate in court, Obi Dati vow.
So that removes what we spoke about yesterday when the spokesperson they said to have said that the man ought to go to court. Because the story here says that Yusuf Dati Baba Ahmed has assured Nigerians and especially his party supporters that Peter Obi were prepared to pursue and retrieve their mandate through the legal system. By the way, Peter Obi is yet to address his supporters formally. And I think he should be prompted to do just that. Peter Obi, a lot of your... Maybe he's also down. Who knows? Because let's be honest. A lot of people's perception is that if he had lost, if Labour Party obedience and so on had lost to a well-primed system that showed a lot of accountability and so on, it wouldn't be this painful. So some of the supporters believed very strongly that they were robbed. And that's the perception. And then you now look, if you look, that's why even those who won cannot jubilate. You know, and like you told me that you said this morning, something even tells me that had all these things not happened, had INEC not put up an embarrassing and dismal performance, the APC might still have won.
But then people would have known that they tried their best.
You would have known that they tried their best. Maybe APC would have won. But history will tell us what actually happened here. We don't have the kind of organizations that would take a particular interest in what happened.
Investigating, and
then hold people responsible. Like I said yesterday, if it was the United States, the FBI would be at work as we speak. They will never let you get away with what we suspect could have happened. Anyway, so back to this. Obi Dati says they're going to go to court. And he says that we ask Nigerians to continue to exercise their civic duties. Democracy belongs to the people who can practice it. Nigeria should continue to make efforts to practice it. The only language we understand is peace. Obi and I believe even more in Nigeria and Nigerian people. And he says, Obi Dati claimed that we won the election in Nigeria. They refused to upload the results. They refused to refer to IRF just for them to defeat us. It took a serving government illegality and constitutional breach to defeat Peter Obi and my humble self. He goes on to say, Nigerian people are winners and the Nigerian people are waiting for a day when Peter Obi and myself, through the rigors of legality and constitutionality, will get to power someday. So that's where we are now. Labour Party are going to go to court. Whether they're going to go with the PDP, I honestly don't know yet, but they're ready.
But do you think it's a good idea for the Labour Party to be going to court in consonance with the PDP and the ADC as we have seen them?
Or they should go singularly?
I'm just asking, is it a good idea?
What do you think?
I don't know.
You see.
Okay.
You see, the truth, this is the truth from my heart, and these are my feelings. How do you console a woman who has been raped?
Inconsolable.
That's my best answer. How do you actually console a woman who has been raped? Even if you throw the gentleman in jail, the deed has been done. Whether you like it or not, through INEC performance, a pain has been inflicted on the Nigerian people. And it will be there for a long time. And I can't tell you which way the effect would go. For example, I can't tell you for sure that the same number of people who ran this presidential election as voters would come out. There'll be a lot of apathy. And sorry to say, I'm one person who's thinking like that. I'm asking myself, if you stood, under the sun and all the problems you had to do this, and this is what you get, if INEC says that, Jimmy Disu, go and vote, we'll have beavers, we'll upload to whatever it's called, and so on and so forth, and then that doesn't happen. Surely you don't expect me to repeat the same thing and get the same result.
But so how do you get change? Because you can't also say, I want change, and then on your first try, you expect that magic will happen. Of course, whatever you think is the problem, we'll fight back. So should we really throw in the towel now?
My answer to that is, the Lord moves in the mysterious way his wonders to perform.
I didn't know you were a preacher.
if there was a day I was in one small church somewhere that I mounted the pulpit. Hey. The one and only time I did
Uncle Jimmy.
I almost got a
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes. It's not just about, okay, so what did I do? They called it and they were setting me up like, let us say, everything this one go talk. Mike. I just went to Google, took the verses, but I knew what I wanted to say in my mind. Hmm. I'm very practical. Hmm. I repeat what I said. The Lord moves in a mysterious way. The one is wonders to perform. If God says there will be a change in this country, nobody can stop it.
Okay. Take that
from me.
All right. Well, still with the Punch newspaper, this one says, what does Peter Obi do next? I think this is a column.
That's one of Nigeria's best columnists. Mm. Her name is Abimbola Adelakun, and she's... I'm happy because of her, I'm back to looking forward to columns. You know, I grew up in the newspaper world on columns and cartoons.
Oh, I love the cartoons.
But the era of cartoons are gone. I can imagine if it was back in the day, Kenny Adamson or whatever, Muyiwa Collins or Bayo Dulan or back in the day would be rolling out cartoons, you know, too. And cartoons are very, very strong. So I like, as a newspaper person, I like editorials, I like columnists, and I like cartoons. Mm. Abimbola Adelakun is one of Nigeria's best cartoonists. You have a lot of essayists.
Mm.
You have a lot of essays, people who will write essay. Instead of hitting the point, they will write an essay. It will be long before you even get to the point, you'll be bored.
Mm.
Adelakun is not one of them. So she says, what does Peter Obi do next?
Mm.
And she's a bit skeptical about whether he's going to get justice.
Mm.
Okay, she's saying she's a bit confused. She says, now that a new day is here, what will Peter Obi do with what he has started? Where will he go from here? I am still pondering, and I will spend the next few weeks scouting for insightful post-election analysis to enlighten me on how to correctly account for the Peter Obi phenomenon. As expected, people are reaching for the obvious explanations of religion and tribe, but those feel insufficient. Coming weeks will offer more clarity. But I hope Obi knows that what he achieved is phenomenal.
Mm.
You can't take that away from him. And he said, I hope he allows himself to reflect on the import of his votes and attitude plan where to go from here. Something has been handed over to him. And what he does with it will be the subject of history.
Mm.
And she says that she talks about, okay, so you're going to approach the court or government agency, as it were. And for example, you know, if you have any problem, you'd like to go to the police, right? But you remember the commissioner of police in Kano who said that as the commissioner of police, an adult, he says he can't recognize a child.
He can't tell a minor.
That's what he said. And she says she found that amusing.
Hmm.
But she says here, before the usual suspects start dismissing genuine concerns, I hope they know this was never a do or die. For some of us, we understand that there was only two possible outcomes and prepared for that. Someone would have won anyway, but the victory cannot be stolen. Mm. It must be earned appropriately. If the election was well conducted, we would probably assess the factors that worked or not and take some lessons for the future. Okay? Now she addresses those who believe Obi should go to court, and that includes Mariam. Who are you looking for? Just the two of us. Sheriff is not here. I don't even know if his spirit is here. He's somewhere in the Bahamas. Sheriff is the wisest of us all. He took the holiday at the appropriate time. I'm going to follow suit anyway. So he says that, for those who think going to court will redress this, must have forgotten where we have been before.
Mm.
The 2007 election, probably one of the worst in Nigerian history, was marred by widespread violence, vote rigging, systematic disenfranchisement, a severe shortage of ballot papers, the widespread intimidation of voters, ballot papers snatching by thugs, open vote buying, and other irregularities.
Wow.
The election conduct was so shameful that the prime beneficiary, you remember, Yar'Adua, acknowledged he was a receiver of stolen goods.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And he says in 2014, Goodluck Jonathan alluded to that election. He noted that whenever they traveled abroad, they were taken to task so frequently that they were embarrassed and angry at their interlocutors simultaneously. And she goes on to say that the proponents of going to court to protest should highlight what they think would be different between what happened in the courts in 2007 and 2023, when neither our societal values nor organizing capability has significantly improved. So you probably get the same result. At every level of governance, we are still corrupt, disorganized, and lacking the moral will to do the right thing. At every level of government.
But does it mean that there are not people who can actually stand for
the good? System is so racked up. This, I hope somebody would one day, if just for it to be recorded, find out the level of complicity in the disgrace that was brought to Nigeria in this last election.
I really hope.
I saw in the social media there are videos of policemen taking money and putting it in their pocket. So that makes you suspicious of the police. Thankfully, we didn't see any of the army, but we saw the police. Now, from the way some people conducted themselves, INEC, you will know that some were obviously compromised. You know, but nobody's going to waste his time trying to think who and who not. Okay, yeah. So where do you run to? And then the courts, unfortunately, we have to say it, gradually people are losing confidence in our legal system. And it's sad because if you continue to do that, you now have cases of people taking law into their hands.
Yeah.
So she says that at every level of governance, we're still corrupt, disorganized, and lacking the moral will to do the right thing. The costs we are asking those cheated in the election to take their case are a stark reflection of the weaknesses and the perennial degradation of our institutions. You find time to read that, Abimbola.
It's very interesting. And it makes the average person wonder how we're going to uphold democracy if, you know, there are no checks, there are no balances, and everybody seems to be at the whims and caprices of the executive. It's
unfortunately, I must say that I think it takes a certain character to be part of government in this country, whether you like it or not.
Really?
Yes, I think it does. There are people who are, you know, ready to do the right thing in government, but you never see them surface. You can't grow. You can't grow. And Nigeria is gradually getting to a position that if you say honesty is the best policy, even as a citizen who wants to go his own way, you don't want dabaru anything with anybody, it'll be difficult for you to survive. Can any full-grown adult, age 40, say he has never bribed somebody? A Briton can say that. No, what about the one you wrote at checkpoint?
I don't, Roger.
Put your finger down.
I don't, Roger. They always fight me.
You don't, Roger. You're still alive.
I can say that maybe somebody has forced me to give 1,000 to bring up my file.
Put it on now.
But I don't, Roger.
What is it? If somebody has forced you, wait till you remain. I beg second base, darling.
Okay. You have won.
It is difficult for anybody, 40, to say that. At 40, to say that. Even I remember when my kids were in university, one day my daughter, so they took my car out. I didn't know. Around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
You had to go and pay police.
They did everything by themselves. They took them to Panty way back then and so on. They confessed much later. I didn't even know.
They know the thing. Okay. still in the punch.
So you learn the ropes very quickly.
Because I think it's more like a survival skill.
Look, some of us were raised wrongly to live in Nigeria. I'm not saying the morals were wrong, but for survival, at some point you would have to tell your child the real truth about the country that they're living in. With every passing day, I understand this country more and more. I can tell you this. I do not think in my lifetime, and I'm not ready to go in any manner, as you can see. I don't think in my lifetime you will have true democracy, will have tolerable democracy in this country.
Come on, don't be that pessimistic.
Oh, okay, so because look at now. All of a sudden, the institution of thuggery and all kinds of things is growing. It's becoming an industry on its own. Okay? Look at here the stories you hear in town. People first don't come out. This is like living in a country controlled by the Cosa Nostra. You know?
It's tough.
There are some countries like that. In Italy, for example, I can jolly well imagine. You can't.
Lady dead on election day, fleece.
Okay, this story, I'm sure you're wondering what it's about. That's what I meant. Get busy with the papers. From the point, we heard that there's a woman who is delivered as Adedeji and is also known as Sky. I hope it's not this guy that my friend. And it is alleged that he shady Halima at Abu Abba to death on Abeokuta Street behind Agege Stadium.
Wow.
Okay, and the Punch reports that Adedeji, alongside, they don't tell us when, I suspect it could have been yesterday, alongside other hoodlums, were celebrating the victory of a political party on Abeokuta Street when he suddenly brought out a gun.
Oh my goodness.
No, there were loads of them. The videos are there. And started shooting indiscriminately because apparently it appears he was drunk or high or both.
Not an excuse, anyway.
It's not an excuse.
Not a good enough excuse, yeah.
And so, in the process, one of the stray bullets reportedly hit Abu Abba, who was in front of her mother's drinking joint on Abeokuta Street, or what is commonly known as Bear Parlor. And it says a resident, Gwinga Samuel, while lamenting the incident, said one of the bullets from Adedidi's guns hit Abu Abba's laps, adding that neighbors and family rushed her to the Fakojaye Teaching Hospital in a desperate bid to save her life. But on getting to the hospital, some SM medical officers, after assessing the degree of injury, referred her to Lasuth. He, however, said the 27-year-old lady bled to death. If the bullet hit her on the thigh,
something
could have been done. I'm not a doctor.
I know, but this issue that we have of always referring people and saying, oh, we're not touching gunshot wounds, take it to this place. And what can we do in the interim to stop the blood?
We will continue with that because that's the way our system goes. The police, at the slightest opportunity, will always want to harass you. At the slightest opportunity. You should come and ask me one day. I'll give account of what happened to me when I wanted to be a good Samaritan. The way this country is structured now, if I see a woman go into labor right next to me that I don't particularly know, I'll just cross to the other side of the road. Because if you try to help and something goes wrong, it will be hung on you. It will be hung on you. This country, like God bless fella Nicola Bukuti, he always told me, he said, my brother, this country is a Gestapo country. Anyway, so this... it says that Adedeji was drunk when he started shooting. The incident happened around 6 p.m. and so on and so forth. We now hear that this Adedeji, also known as Sky, has gone into hiding. I've gone into hiding. And it is said here that efforts to reach the state police PRO, SP is what now?
Yes.
Is this senior police?
Superintendent.
I thought it was senior police.
No.
Anyway, Superintendent Benjamin Hundeyin, he proved they couldn't get him because he did not take his calls at the time this report was filed. What did you send him an SMS? Did you send him a WhatsApp message? Punch Metro say they gathered that during the presidential and national assembly elections in the state, hoodlums suspected to be sponsored, disrupted. Oh, of course, we all know that. They talk about it. There is something we will have to do about these hoodlums, but I don't think it's going to happen for the next minimum 4 years.
It will not happen.
It will take
a long time because we also allowed them to fester for so long.
You just have to learn to live with it. No, nothing is going to happen in the next.
Why do we have to learn to live with it?
Because. I'm a very, how do I put it now? I don't know how to couch things or whatever. What will you do? They've been enabled by these politicians who are in power. So what do you do? Do you know that you cannot, it's very difficult for you to report a hoodlum to the police? Let us see where this particular case will go. And this is a challenge for the Lagos CP, Idowu Omohua. He just resumed. This will be a major challenge for him to see if he can identify and grab this man and let him face trial in the first instance.
Yeah.
Then when he's now facing trial, we'll now keep a keen eye, okay, on what's going on and see which way the case goes.
We should.
And see if a case of what, well, it might not be murder, if you say it's a stray bullet, but that even needs to be established. But let's see if a case at the minimum.
Why was he even carrying a gun? Does he have license to carry?
You know that if you wanted to charge him, you'd be charging him. You see, look at those. For example, in recent times, people who have compromised. So what does the EFCC charge them for? They've done something, they've compromised a lot, they just charge them for, what's the name of some, the possession or something of foreign currency or some money laundering.
Money laundering.
Person yes. will whack money, will do all these things that will be charged for stealing. He don't whack, don't do everything. You now charge him for money laundering.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go right now and play a quick ad. Well, Uncle Jimmy, thank you very much for talking with us. I wish we could take more of these this thing, but quickly. Mm. What are we doing at 9?
Oh, okay, we are doing the Dude Ebomi, and that is what it is.
Okay, so, just hold on. Hold that thought.
I know say everybody getting time, I don't go lose faith. I say they hustle every day, I'm all I know they look face. Cause I know say one day I don't make up. Yes, I know, say one day I go blow. We move.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not sure.